full of cinematic garbage. One man will be your filter. Welcome to Movies Worth Seeing with your host, Michael Piccinieri.
Cool. We're gonna score. We're totally gonna score. I can't wait to score.
You said wood.
Cool. Cool. Fire. Fire. I want to see some fire. Fire.
Oh, God. Hey, everyone. It's fun to be back. Really great to be back. Oh, God. I'm really sorry, guys. I've been away for about 2 weeks. I got my wisdom teeth out, probably the most painful experience of my life, which is really odd. I would have not thought that wisdom teeth would be that painful. If you told me, I would have never believed you. I've honestly been in car accidents, and like this was so much more painful. But anyway, it put me out of action, but now I'm back, and the first movie I review as part of my comeback is Beavis and Butthead Do the Universe. Yep, we got a Jurassic World or Jurassic Park 25 spin-off of Buzz Lightyear from Toy Story. Ugh. And a new Beavis and Butthead movie. And of all those films, I was most excited to watch a new Beavis and Butthead. I am actually, like, I really love Beavis and Butthead Do America. That was honestly one of my favorite films as a kid. I have mad nostalgia for it. Don't even know, like, why. But Beavis and Butthead Do America is, like, such a simple, like, road trip movie about two teenagers, like, just losing their TV but ending up on this wild kind of adventure where they're misinterpreted as being like criminals wanted from the law. And the best part about it is Beavis and Butthead have no idea that they have become this threat to society and that they're wanted. So I guess the best humor to come from Beavis and Butthead is the idea of these two dumb teenagers that are just so obsessed with sex that all they think about and their whole central goal in life is to get laid, to have sex, and score. Going into this film, like, I was excited because I'm thinking, wow, how would Beavis and Butthead work in 2022? You know, they're not the most politically correct, you know, characters. I almost slipped into a little bit of Beavis and Butthead just then. I guess the main thing with Beavis and Butthead and Do the Universe, the real enjoyment of this film is going to depend on how much you can tolerate of these characters. I know a lot of people that can't stand Beavis and Butthead and just don't get that humor, or they just don't get why they are as popular as they are. For me, it's like Beavis and Butthead are the original OG kind of audience commentary reaction guys. You know, in YouTube, we see videos all the time of people reacting to shit, people commentating on trailers, trailer reaction videos, reacting to anything. Beavis and Butthead were the first reacting to music videos on MTV when before the internet had reached any kind of anywhere near what they are at right now. So to make a whole film out of it, like, I'm sure Beavis and Butthead Do America was really intriguing for people because they were probably thinking to themselves, how are we going to take these characters and make a whole movie about them and make it enjoyable and entertaining? But when you go watch Beavis and Butthead Do America, from the get-go, from the opening sequence, it's fun, it's over the top, like, you don't know what to expect from that movie. And going into this film, I felt the same way. And I think from the get-go, this film has this amazing opening sequence. The animation was stunning. I did not expect to see something so visually stunning from Beavis and Butthead Do the Universe. But it was fantastic. I still love seeing 90s cartoons modernized. It's an oddly disturbing visual style that this film has of modernizing, making 90s cartoons that were quite ugly. Like, no one is going to say Beavis and Butthead was at the forefront of visually stunning animation. But yeah, this film looks great. Stays within the style of the cartoon. So I loved it. I loved Beavis and Butthead Do America, and I felt that that film had a much tighter flow and chain of events than this film did. I felt like everything escalated so well in that film, and there's so many scenes that I can remember. But in this film, I didn't feel that as much. I don't know. So I guess let's get into the plot of Beavis and Butthead Do the Universe. Also, one thing I really did enjoy is I'm so glad I didn't have to go to a theater to review this movie. I guess that's one of the reasons why I was most excited to watch this film over Jurassic Park 6 and Buzz Lightyear, is at least I can watch it from the comfort of my own home from Paramount Plus, which, oddly enough, Paramount Plus, I signed up to it because of this film, to review this film. And now that I've signed up to it, I'm probably never going to cancel it. It's frustrating. For the next 10 years, I'm going to be seeing fees coming out of my bank account and be like, huh, why am I still subscribed to this? I do not understand why this film is getting so many positive reviews. Like, when I watched it, I was like, yeah, it's all right, but nowhere near how everyone else is making it out. Jeez, Rotten Tomatoes is making out like it's the second coming. Like, it's on the level of a sequel that Top Gun Maverick is. And I'm like, no, like, just shut up. Like, no, it's not. Okay. Well, the plot summary, according to IMDb, after a creative judge sentences them to space camp, a black hole sends our adolescent heroes 24 years into the modern future, where the duo misuse iPhones, embark on a quest to score, and become targets of the deep state. That is our story. I guess one of the funny things watching this film is I was shocked at how long it actually took for these guys to get to 2022. So they end up in space, they go through a black hole, they end up in 2022. So we're actually transporting the 90s characters to nowadays, which is the best way really to do this, because like Beavis and Butthead is such a product of the 90s that this could not work any other way. And the most interesting part of the story for me was the fish out of water aspect of, let's see what the hell happens when you take two horny teenagers that are so like just not with it and they're dumb as fuck, and we take them out of the 90s and put them into 2022 and watch them desperately try to kind of adapt to the world. And yeah, there were moments that I did laugh a fair bit at this film, despite not thinking it was that good or like interesting. I guess one of the things is like, I felt this film took interesting ideas, but then did nothing with them. Like when you tell me, all right, we're going to take Beavis and Butthead, put them in the future, I'm like, oh my God, how are they going to deal with, you know, the political correctness of the world? What's going to happen? Are they going to end up at protests and stuff? Are they going to end up offending people, triggering some people, throwing people into bloody seizures over like being triggered? What's going to happen? And none of that really happened. The only moment where I was like, oh, this will be interesting, was when Beavis and Butthead ended up in a college campus in a gender studies class. And I was like, oh my God, this could go so many different ways. The route it went was, quite tame. It was quite safe. Like, I don't think it's going to offend anyone or ruffle any feathers. So yeah, it was all right. I don't know. The future, like, they have some characters, future Beavis and Butthead from a different alternate reality, come and visit them, and they do these exposition dumps on Beavis and Butthead, and they also kind of represent, I guess, modern society, like how everything's got to be like super classy and clever and something like that. And it was funny, I guess, seeing these versions of Beavis and Butthead that are smart, but they're also still really dumb. Like, they're supposed to be the smartest versions of Beavis and Butthead, but they're also still Beavis and Butthead. Like, that's interesting. Like, there's a lot of good, funny ideas. Don't know if they executed that well or that clever. I was so excited for that premise. Like, when I saw Beavis and Butthead go onto the college campus, I was like, oh my God, I know where this is going to go. And it just felt like, meh, the most, like, safest route, which was disappointing. I just feel this film takes way too long to get to the meat and potatoes of it. Like, it took 40 minutes before they got to 2022. Everything leading up to that was like, yeah, it was all right. You know, exactly like Beavis and Butthead Do America, the whole point of them is they ignore all these major consequences around them and don't understand what's fully going on because they're so focused on sex and wanting to score. And that's all. How much you enjoy this is really a matter of like how much you can tolerate the same kind of jokes, which I'll admit, considering that's all it is, that's like 90% of the jokes are them misinterpreting people, people misinterpreting them as a threat to society. It still does a lot. It's still quite funny. Like, I was still laughing to the point where, like, by the end of the movie, I actually felt like I'm laughing at the things that Beavis and Butthead are laughing at because I've become so accustomed to how they mentally think that I'm actually becoming them, which is funny. It would have been nice to see a bit of celebrities, though. I was looking at the cast for this movie and I was like, damn, man, get some celebrity guest appearances or something. Like, Beavis and Butthead Do America had Demi Moore and Bruce Willis as guests. Didn't they get one high-profile actor just as like, haha? I don't know. You know what this film is? This film is Dumb and Dumber in space. The villains think the protagonist is highly trained assassins, but through all these accidents and coincidences, they're escaping death. And the villains are full thinking like, oh my God, they're assassins. They're so good at what they do. We've been missing them at every turn. And the reality is, it's just like Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels narrowly escaping through their stupidity. If you like Dumb and Dumber, this is very similar. Well, Beavis and Butthead Do America was a Dumb and Dumber movie. You had two idiots on a road trip, not realizing they're part of this massive kind of conspiracy of events, avoiding death, narrowly escaping. And by the end of the film, wow, the more I'm talking about it, I'm like, oh my God, because all they... All Lloyd Christmas wanted to do in Dumb and Dumber is hook up with that girl that he returns the briefcase to. It's the same with Beavis and Butthead. All they want to do is find this woman so they can both score. And I guess the more I'm thinking about the film, I'm amazed that they were so true to the characters. Like, they kept this film in line with what the characters are. I think... I'm not going to compare this film to Top Gun Maverick, but you see Top Gun Maverick and you're like, wow, even though it's been 36 years, it's amazing how well-written this film is in that it's so faithful to the characters. And as I watched Beavis and Butthead Do the Universe, I was like, this is unapologetically Beavis and Butthead. No one is going to watch this film and be disappointed that they did not get Beavis and Butthead or that this was some sanitized, censored version of Beavis and Butthead. This is 100% still the same Beavis and Butthead that you grew up with, that you loved. It's just that everything around them is not as interesting as it could have been. It's also so funny, the timing of this movie, like 26 years, I think, since Beavis and Butthead Do America. I have never heard anyone say, man, they should make a sequel to Beavis and Butthead Do America. No one. Never thought it would happen. But, I mean, the great thing about animation is that it's easy to do a sequel. The Simpsons movie could get a sequel tomorrow, for all I know. Whether or not it would, like, do well, that's a different story. I guess we've totally missed the boat. Actually, the more I think about it, we've totally missed the boat on a Simpsons movie sequel. That ship is dying. That ship has totally sailed. Does bring up a good point, though. You look at The Simpsons. Look at how crap, how sanitized, how fucking shit that show is now, right? Because it's evolved and become this, I don't know, it's become a completely different entity. I guess Beavis and Butthead, not being a constantly running show, like having these breaks where they've disappeared and then come back, has made people still care about them and like them. Shows like The Simpsons, Family Guy, they won't get that kind of attention of like, oh my God, they're doing a movie, because they're so overexposed. Having Beavis and Butthead be so, you know, absent for so long makes people excited to be like, oh, this will be interesting. Haven't seen them in like 20 years. Same with our Top Gun Maverick. We were excited to see these characters that we hadn't seen in such a long time. Having said that, if this movie was in theaters, I would not watch it. No way I would go see this. It's funny, though, with this film, that there's times where I would legit laugh from nothing more than a perfectly timed Beavis laugh. Like, it wasn't even a joke, but his laugh would make me laugh. You got to wonder, you got to think to yourself, this is quite well written that I'm just laughing at something so stupid as just a simple voice. It makes me also think, wow, Mike Judge still can do these voices that are quite unique despite such a long period of time. I am curious how old Mike Judge is. He's a very interesting... Actually, no, he's not. He's an interesting dude, Mike Judge, the creator of Beavis and Butthead. If you watch any interview with this guy, I am pleading, please, try and find one interview with this guy where he's actually interesting to listen to. It's amazing. I feel Mike Judge could talk about anything. He could talk about the most interesting topic in the world. He could talk about the meaning of life. I would not watch it. He is so boring in interviews. Don't know what it is. He's just so boring. Anyway, yeah, there's not a lot to really say about this film. All I can say is I don't think it's as good as Beavis and Butthead Do America. I will much rather that film. I think if you're intrigued by Beavis and Butthead, but you don't really understand kind of like what they're about or what the big deal is about this film, I would watch Beavis and Butthead Do America and then do this, or maybe watch some best of clips of Beavis and Butthead. But the point is, this whole film's enjoyment is how much can you take of two horny teenagers just totally misinterpreting everything? And do you like those fish out of water films? Do you like something that can be so silly and so simple and not have a million other messages it's trying to get across? Like, will you want to watch something simple? And yeah, I can totally see the appeal of this movie, especially nowadays with so many films and shows that like they constantly deal with like deep themes and hard-pressing issues, and so many movies these days are always pushing some agenda, some message down your throat. This would be such a relief to just watch this animated movie about two teenagers who travel into the future and just want to get laid. It's hilariously refreshing. So yeah, I'd say Beavis and Butthead Do the Universe is not worth watching unless you want something really, really stupid to watch for 85 minutes. Otherwise, that's all from me, guys. If you enjoyed this show, please like, share, and subscribe. Leave a review on this podcast. Also, guys, just letting you know, if you're listening, I am still running an online contest where I am giving away lots of prizes and merch to celebrate the release of Thor: Love and Thunder. The contest ends on the 7th of July. So between now and then, all you got to do is there's going to be a link in the notes for this podcast. Click on that link and you will find a page where you can just enter your details, leave a review of the podcast, and you will go into the running for the prizes. First prize is like 2 movie tickets to go see Thor, Love and Thunder, and a metal poster from the film. And second prize is 1 sexy coffee mug of Chris Hemsworth. So do that. And yeah, guys, take care. I'll catch you guys later. Keep an eye out. I'll be reviewing films like, unfortunately, I'll have to review Jurassic World Dominion at some point, and Hustle with Adam Sandler, and the Buzz Lightyear spinoff. My torture is your gain. I'm not looking forward to any of those films, but hopefully you guys will enjoy my pain. Anyway, guys, I will love yous and leave yous. Take it easy. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Movies Worth Seeing. Make sure to like and share the show and leave a review. You can follow us on Instagram at Michael Pish Podcasting and watch movie reviews, audience reaction videos, and other fun content on our YouTube channel at Michael Pishinary.